Well, a lot of things are canceled today, but not our visit with two lovely, talented ladies. Kelly and Sarah are in the studio with us. How are you guys today?
We're so glad to be here.
Keeping warm.
You made it.
We did.
How were the roads?
Better than I thought they were going to
be. Like, there's no wind, so it's not like the snow's blowing everywhere, but the snow is definitely there.
Oh, yeah.
Good. And you guys are originally from Illinois, so you're no stranger to this kind of stuff, right?
Yes, we know how the snow works in Illinois.
I have to call myself a pro.
So you're, for the radio listening audience, they can't see you, but you're identical twins?
We are. So we mirror each other. Kelly is left-handed, I am right-handed, and we part our hair on the opposite side.
Sounds like looking in the mirror all day.
Yep.
And which is older?
Sarah, I am the older one.
Okay.
I let her win.
By 1 minute.
1 minute. Seriously, though, it was kind of a struggle for one of you, right? I think I read that one of you had some health issues early on, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we were going to be breech, so we had to find a different route to come into the world. But I made it out. Sarah made it out. But Sarah's lungs, actually, both of her lungs collapsed. And, like, that was kind of a really scary moment for, especially my parents, of course. Yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy that now she uses those lungs for her job.
Yeah.
Like, she can't sing without her lungs. I mean, she can't really do anything without her lungs.
Right.
We're very, very thankful that she...
We're still partners.
Yes, yeah. The doctors, you know, like, shout out to doctors.
Yeah. Right. So you didn't have any long-lasting effects?
No, which is just crazy that I can say that. Yeah. I love it.
So how long have you guys been in the business, so to speak?
Ooh, that's a good question. So we went to college and we honed our craft and everything in college. And then when we graduated college, that's when we really like took to the streets and moved to Nashville and started doing the songwriting. And we did performing. We really didn't perform together as our own team until we moved to Nashville, which was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Which we couldn't even do that because it was 2020 when we moved there and everything was shut down. So it was really not until 2021 that we really got our business started.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't really know that we were going to end up building a business when we first started off. I thought I was just going to go sing and do whatever I wanted. Didn't really realize that a business was going to be built as well.
Yeah.
And luckily, we went to college and I learned how to actually have a business. So I was like, you know what? Let's start a business. We're going to make it grow. And here we are.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
So the music that you've created has been gaining a lot of fame, and I understand overseas it's been very successful, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's played in Europe, it's played in India, we've had music play in Brazil. It's kind of...
I never expected something.
No.
That's awesome. So are there plans to do some sort of tour?
We've talked about it.
I would love to.
We said we would love to go to Mexico or even India.
Or Europe.
Europe. Yeah, we want to go everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Cool. Together.
Yes.
Right. So you obviously get along, right?
Yeah. For the most part, every once in a while, we'll have a little pushback.
Squabble.
But I think that's what makes us stronger and just better people.
Yeah. Sure. Makes you stronger. Well, let's talk about the new single. It's called Well Whiskey.
Yes, it is.
And you've got an EP out. But what can you tell us about this song?
Well, it all started, I was going through writer's block, which if you're unfamiliar with that, it just means you're having a hard time writing all of a song, like a full song. Maybe you'll write a line here or there, but I started off writing a chorus and I was like, that's all I can do. I can't do anymore. So I put it in my... My junk drawer for a little bit. And one day I pulled it out and I was like, Sarah, listen to this. Tell me what you think. I don't know about it. So I showed her the chorus and she's like, we need to keep doing something with this.
I liked it a lot.
So we worked together. We made a verse. We did all that fun stuff, put some chords to it. And we ended up really kind of liking it. And we wanted it to be very harmony driven, especially in the chorus. So that was like the main focus of that song. But I don't know, like we played it everywhere. Everybody loved it. And a cool thing about it is, a lot of times, so our fans and our supporters, they love the song and they know that we like whiskey. So a lot of times they'll bring us like
a gift of whiskey,
like Well Whiskey, their favorite Well Whiskey, our favorite Well Whiskey. So it'll just be sitting in our freezer for like a year. But the cool thing is every time we open up the freezer and we see it sitting there, we're like, the love.
Well, we have to make ourselves a glass every once in a while.
Every
we do.
Once in a while, yes.
That's what we love. That's why we wrote the song.
Oh.
We have to write about something you love.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's past 10 o'clock. I guess we can play it this morning.
Ooh.
Here. So here we go. Sarah and Kelly. Or does it matter if I say Kelly and Sarah or Sarah and Kelly?
Well, our name is Kelly and Sarah, but you can say my name first.
Either or. Well Whiskey on WRCO. Kelly and Sarah rocking it out here for us. That's good stuff. Oh, man. Quite a beat on that one, too.
Yeah. So, I love the drum beat. Our producer did a great job. I love John Newsom is his name. He did such a good job with the fiddles and the drum beat.
Mandolins, all that fun stuff.
How long have you guys been singing together? I mean, did you know right away, like, you know, infants in the baby cribs and things like that?
Pretty much. I mean, we've been singing ever since we could speak. Yeah. I knew that I wanted to do it either as a hobby or as a career. I wasn't really sure which way it was going to actually lead me. But eventually I was like, I'm just going to go all for it. And Sarah, I would like you to come along.
How do you determine who sings harmony or who sings lead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
We like to switch on and off. And I think that's where our strengths and weaknesses come into play. Kelly's really good at moving notes, like agility is what that's called. And I think that I'm more good at like holding out long notes and stuff. So whenever those moments come, I'll take over that and she'll take over the moving notes that move really quickly. And I think that's how we decide who sings lead for what. But I mean, we love singing harmony too.
Yeah.
The feeling that you get when you're when you're feeling that harmony come out is just really fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. A lot to be said for the sibling harmony thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. It's a real thing.
Some artists over the years, you know, they'll double track.
Yes.
You know, they'll sing and then they'll come back and sing harmony with themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to do
we
that.
We don't have to do that.
You got your guitar out.
I do.
Kelly, what would you like to play for us?
I think I'm going to pull out one that we haven't released yet. We are planning to release it sometime either this year or next year. It's going to be called Cowboy on the Run. And a good way to know when we will release it is by finding us on our social medias, Kelly Sarah Music, because we don't even know when we're going to.
However, this song is going to be on our next album.
Yes.
You can order the CD, pre-order it on our website, kellysarahmusic.com. So it is on there, but we're going to play it for you acoustically.
Okay. A WRCO exclusive.
Exactly.
Here you go.
Thank you. I saw warnings like a red sky in the morning. You thought maybe you could play me. I could read every lie you gave me. Boy, manipulation ain't your skill set. But it's mine, I got you wrapped around my finger. Like a windmill spinning in a cyclone. Thought you'd pull me in and break me. Like every other girl you had before. I put you at your game, gosh, you wanted me. Turn the tables to right where I wanna be. And then I'm gone. Like a cowboy on the run. It's easy for me to be charming, for you knew it, it was too late. I let you chase me with your sweet talking sail. I got you last, so I'm taking you down. Oh, I roped you right under my thumb. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't run. I got you wrapped around my finger, like a windmill spinning in a cyclone. Thought you'd pull me in and break me. The girl you had before, I beat you at your game. Got you on me. Turn the tables to right where I wanna be. Then I'm gone, like a cowboy on the run. You're caught in the trap. You said for me, but this time you ain't the cowboy.
Oh, I got you wrapped around my finger like a windmill spinning in a cyclone. Thought you'd pull me in and break me like every other girl you had before. I beat you at your game, got you on me. Turn the tables, I'm right where I wanna be. I'm gone. Cowboy on the run. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. All right. Kelly, Sarah, nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. That sounded like a recorded project. People might have thought you were lip syncing.
Real thing.
That was a real deal. Kelly and Sarah in the studio with us today, and WRCO Phil Nee with you, and great to have you here. So just a little bit curious about your growing up then. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get too personal, but did you guys ever go out like on double dates or anything like that?
All the time.
That's kind of the way we roll, especially for like a first date.
Yeah. So I feel bad because I feel like we're ganging up on the new boy.
Yeah.
But it's the way it's got to be. We like to do the double dates because then we have two people scoping out this new fella. And we're like,
Oh. Does he get along with my sister, too?
Yes, it is.
Right. But, you know, do you ever have an inkling like, oh, this guy's a scoundrel, but your sister doesn't see it? I mean, do you ever?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I think that happened just our last go-around with your boy. I was never really a fan. I didn't want to, like, get in the way and be like, Kelly, you gotta
She tell never really even said anything, but I knew.
Yeah.
I knew she was kind of like, I don't know. So I kept my distance at appropriate levels, so, because I knew, like, maybe this isn't going to be the real thing, but and you never know. Maybe she'll warm up to him. She never did, so.
It's like, you know, those Hallmark movies, you can always tell who the scoundrel is.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. He's the scoundrel.
Yes.
The real guy's, you know, still to come.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I know you've been making some really good performances. What can you tell us about the 99th birthday celebration of the Grand Ole Opry?
Yes, that was one of the coolest things we've ever done so far.
It happened last October. We were asked to come and perform our own originals at the Grand Ole Opry Plaza, which if some folks don't know, like, the Opry is the thing, especially in country music. That's where you want to go and perform. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is such a big step in the right direction for us to be asked to come and play our own original songs there at the Grand Ole Opry Plaza and for a 99th birthday celebration. We were so honored and, like, tearful. It was such a cool experience too.
Were you nervous?
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was very nervous. I wanted everything to go exactly the way that I wanted it to. And you know, as a performer, you cannot expect perfection. Yes. But it was still like, I enjoyed every little part. I enjoyed every mistake.
We were able to trust our players.
Yeah. It was very nerve-wracking, but it was still a lot of fun. And there were people there, of course. It was Grand Ole Opry. But it was a really cool experience. Absolutely.
The next song you're going to play for us, you made a video for it. Kelly, was it kind of a stressful day to put it together?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot longer than what we had planned for. We had trouble finding a power source, and then when we thought we found a power source, it was not. So we had to find another option, and everything just kept failing, and finally we were able to build a big long line of extension cords to the power source, and we were able to finally get moving and actually videotape it.
Probably not approved by OSHA or the fire inspector or whatever.
No.
But
well, we won't tell.
We won't tell. So what's the name of the song you're going to sing?
We're going to do a song called Midwestern Tornado. This song came out last year. It is out. You can listen to it on our CD that we have on our pre-sale on our website. And we named it Midwestern Tornado because we are from the Midwest. So now we can take the Midwest everywhere we go, whether we're living in Nashville, whether we are visiting in Wisconsin or our home state of Illinois. We like to take it and play it everywhere. So this is called Midwestern Tornado, the acoustic version.
When he told me that it's over, all I heard was thunder. But I pretended I was fine. Said, yeah, I think you're right. But everything was crashing inside. Guess I didn't hear the siren every time that he was lying. Now my head's spinning as I pour more gin in. This is killing me. He put me in a storm, all my tears pouring down. Messing up my eyes, messing up my mind. Cracking glass when another bottle hits the ground. Breaking memories he left behind. Here comes the blow, I hit the floor. Rip up this home, I feel like a Midwestern tornado. That he is something hiding. Then the lightning hit when I found lipstick on his torn shirt that he ditched. He pulled me in a storm, all my tears falling down. Messing up my eyes, messing up my mind. Cracking glass when another bottle hits the ground. Breaking memories he left behind. Here comes the blow, I hit the floor. Rip up this home, behind. Here comes the blow, I hit the floor. Oh, rip up this home, I feel like a Midwestern tornado.
Goodness, Kelly and Sarah, nice job.
Thank you.
I like it. Absolutely. Bringing out your Midwestern roots right
there. That's right.
Yeah. You grew up in a farming community too.
We did. We grew up in a small town of 2,500 people in Illinois, lived on a farm with cows, chickens, and everything.
Feel right at home here.
I'm sure you do. And did you pick up guitar about the same time?
No.
No.
Actually,
I think I picked up the guitar around like 5 years ago. It's still pretty new to me.
And I picked it up 3 years ago. So mm-hmm. we are learning the guitar, and we've even picked up the harmonica now, which is something I never thought that I would say. We've been playing the harmonica for maybe a year now. Tambourine, we've been doing the tambourine and thing too.
Yeah, I figured I should pick it up if I'm going to move to Nashville.
Right. It's a prerequisite, right?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I'm curious about, now you're left-handed, right?
I am.
But you played guitar right-handed.
Yes, and I was thinking about learning it left-handed when I first picked it up, but I consulted my professor at the time. I was like, what do you think? And they're like, well, if you're ever at a writer's round and your guitar, like your string breaks, you don't have an extra string, someone else might give you their guitar to play. They're not going to have left-handed guitar. Or if someone needs a guitar, you can be like, well, I have a guitar, but it's a left-handed. Do you know how to play a left-handed guitar? So like there would be like issues like that, and learning it would be a little bit more difficult because I would be learning online, because at that point it was 2020.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that would be even harder to find lessons for a left-hander. So I was like, I'll just do it like I have to do with scissors and just do it with the right-hander.
Get used to it, I guess. Yeah. As well. My music in the studio today with Kelly and Sarah, and man, I don't have any. I could have had a tambourine, I suppose I could have to play along with, but nonetheless. So you're going on toward some shows this year and things like that. Have you had a chance to meet any idols in Nashville? Or
I'm surprised to say we haven't met any celebrities or artists who have a big name. Well, no, Julia Cole. If you know who Julia Cole is, mm-hmm. we have met her. She was very nice. Mm-hmm. But as far as like Blake Shelton, we haven't met him, which surprises me because we play at his bar quite a lot. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's one of our goals. I think it'd be really cool to meet someone that we've really looked up to eventually. I mean, it should happen. We live in Nashville.
Have you ever thought about doing the reality shows, or you know, like the music competitions?
We have thought about it. We thought about doing The Voice. We tried out for The Voice way back in the day, but we thought about doing it again. It's just there's a lot of drama that goes into that. Uh-huh. So I was like, do we want to take that route? We could. It's just it's a lot of a lot that goes into that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll try it again.
Try it. On down the road. So do you set goals then? Like 2025, we want to get to this.
Definitely set goals.
One goal was get our single played on the radio.
Yeah.
And here we are.
You got it? You got it?
Yeah. I think our next goal is more of a build a following kind of thing. So, and like do more festivals as well. Mm. Yeah, I think festivals is like our main goal right now.
Yep, it's a slow stepping climb, but we're getting there.
It's a journey that counts.
Yes, it is. And people can follow you. You've got different ways that they can do that and find your music.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Kelly Sarah Music, and our website, KellySarahMusic.com.
Awesome. Well, would you do like a closing number here? Like this,
absolutely.
This is the encore. We've applauded you back to the stage.
Yeah, we usually end with this one. This one's a fun one. It's about line dancing, because our hobby is line dancing. We're not singing, performing, touring. We're line dancing at the nearest saloon.
Ah.
So I'm like, well, why don't I write about something I love?
Sure. We should have. You could have gotten lessons from me. I didn't even think about it.
Well, this is going to be Kiss You Again.
All right. Kelly, Sarah, WRCO Live today.
I met you for a good time. Don't have a doubt it's gonna be a late night. Yeah, I'll maybe meet a guy, let him take me for a ride or two on the dance floor. I'm out the door. Come on, come on, show me a good time. Crack a cold one, we got all night. Boy, you better dance. So throw me a pickup line. I hear you stand. I'm here to dance. Are you all talking? Can you rig up the floor? Spin me around till we spare a floorboard. Kicking it till morning just as a warning. Shoot me that grin and I'll have to kiss you again. Boy, you're good and making me blush. You might think you're dead, but it don't happen much. Your talk, your walk, your manners got it all. Yeah, even your wink can get you anything. Yeah, come on, come on, show me a good time. Crack a cold one, we got all night. Boy, you better dance or throw me a pickup line. I'm here to stay, I'm here to dance. All right, oh, sucker, can you rig up the floor? Spin me around till we spin her a floorboard. Kicking it till morning and just as a warning. Show me that grin and then I'll have to kiss you again. Better than downtown, boy, take me for another round. Come on, come on, show me a good time. Crack a cold one like you got all night. Boy, you better dance or throw me a pickup line. I'm here to stand, I'm here to dance. How you all, sucker, can you rig up the floor? Just as a warning, warning, you keep shooting me that way. Yeah, I have to kiss you again. Yeah, whoa, I'll have to kiss you again.
All right, Kelly, Sarah. All the way from Illinois, by the way, of Nashville, and thanks to Grassroots Promotion for sending them our way on a snowy day.
Thank you.
Drive safely, ladies, okay?
We sure will.
We are, right?
Thanks for having us.
You bet. It was wonderful. Kelly and Sarah joining us here on WRCO Radio.